So I want to hear about your patient who got the CAR-T, but you mentioned Philly positive, and I really like your abbreviations. I think that could go a long way in oncology. But can you talk about how you manage Philadelphia positive disease and what we know about various TKIs in that situation?
First of all, I'll say ALL in the adult world, our long-term survival is now 80%, which is phenomenal. We're no longer ashamed to be adult oncologists anymore in this field. For Philly positive disease, I actually don't use the so-called BFM, or I don't use anything with L-asparaginase. They don't work with TKIs. TKIs and L-asparaginase just keep them apart. And therefore, we use the MD Anderson-inspired hyper-CVAD regimen, which is very well known, I think, you know, pretty much all around the world. What's interesting is that we're now doing an abbreviated hyper-CVAD. MD Anderson likes to call it mini hyper-CVAD, but actually the one we're using is not an MD Anderson one. It's a regimen out of France. Patients literally just get steroids and vincristine and a TKI, and the remission rate is just as high. But they're sitting reading a book the whole time during their month of induction. In fact, they can go home frequently. It's very easy. So we give them an abbreviated induction course, steroids, vincristine, TKI. I'll get into which TKI in a minute. We give them one intensive round of hyper-CVAD with the TKI, and then we usually transplant them. As to the choice of TKI, I will be honest, I tend to use dasatinib much more than anything else. Imatinib, the original TKI that everybody loves, the problem is patients don't tolerate it that well. It causes a lot of GI side effects, and it inhibits the receptor c-KIT. And inhibiting c-KIT means you get myelosuppression. So if you try and use this drug after chemo, they have problem recovering counts. So it's not well designed, in my view, for Philly-positive ALL. Nilotinib or dasatinib work well. And for one, I was using nilotinib for a while, and now I've swung back to dasatinib. Nilotinib still has some of the vague cardiovascular concerns. It's very well tolerated, and it works quite well. We kind of go back and forth with that. So I tend to use this abbreviated hyper-CVAD of vincristine steroids plus dasatinib, and I leave the dasatinib on as much as possible.
What about ponatinib?
Ponatinib is a somewhat troublesome medicine. It is a very good drug, but at the higher doses, it will cause a lot of problems, pancreatitis, cardiovascular problems. And yet, it is the only thing that really hits the dreaded T315I mutation, and it probably, I think, has some CNS penetration. We're looking at using it up front at a lower dose, and it's now being used at much lower than the so-called approved doses. We're doing 15 and 30 milligrams. I'm very glad to have it, but I'm not so sure it should be used up front. Again, that's a matter for the future. It's used right now in the relapse setting when they're resistant to their current TKI. It's actually pretty effective, but really only in a relapse setting right now.
Any tolerability issues?
Yes. One of the things I've noticed with ponatinib is the patients get really dry skin, thick, hard, hide-like. Certainly at 30 milligrams, less so at 15, but they definitely get a skin rash. I just had another one come in. I'd had her on only 15 milligrams, and she got yet another episode of pancreatitis. It's not life-threatening pancreatitis. It's my belly hurts and my amylase is up. Okay, well, I better do something. So now she's on 15 milligrams every other day. She's on ponatinib because she has a mutation that's the only thing that it hits it. And by the way, so she's an interesting case. She relapsed with one of these mutations. I gave her salvage hyper-CVAD, but she still had residual disease. I then gave her blinatumomab. And again, the story was, why didn't you give that to me before? And this was 4 years ago.
Wow.
And then I've just kept her on ponatinib at these low doses since then. But this is somebody who relapsed after a transplant with Philly-positive ALL. Little Blina, and now she just won a ping pong championship in her state. I mean, 4 years later, she's fine. On ponatinib with kind of funny skin and occasional pancreatitis. And I'm still nervous because I don't think I've cured, but I have Blina in my back pocket to use again.
Fascinating.